It's Tuesday, January the 18th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, ash hinders relief efforts in Tonga, and Moderna plans combined COVID and flu jab. First, the world in brief. New Zealand reported significant damage to the west coast of Tonga's main island following an underwater volcanic eruption that caused a tsunami. At least two people were killed by the waves, and communications with the Pacific Island nation were cut off. Australia and New Zealand pledged to send aid, but ash on the main airport's runway is preventing relief planes from landing. Moderna said it hoped to launch a combined COVID-19 and seasonal flu jab next year. There have been concerns that receiving inoculations against both viruses in quick order would lessen protection. Some health authorities, including Britain's NHS, say there is no evidence for that. Separately, initial results of an Israeli trial suggested that a fourth COVID jab did not offer much more protection against contracting Omicron than a third shot. Officials in Beijing urged people not to order deliveries from overseas, as they tried to blame a recent Omicron infection in the city on a package from Canada. If they do receive anything from abroad, it should be opened outside with surgical gloves, they said. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, police arrested two Cathay Pacific flight attendants who broke quarantine rules, sparking fears of a wave of Omicron infections in the territory. Britain will freeze the licence fee, the levy on television ownership that provides most of the BBC's income, for 2 years. Then it will rise in line with inflation for 4 years. The governing Conservative Party has long targeted the public service broadcaster. A Labour spokeswoman said the move constituted, quote, cultural vandalism. Negotiations will begin shortly for a new funding charter that will take effect in 2028. The United Arab Emirates promised retaliation after drones directed by Houthi rebels killed three people near Abu Dhabi, the capital. The Iran-backed Yemeni militants are at war with a Saudi-led military coalition, which includes the UAE. They have attempted similar attacks in the past, but this was the first deadly assault to be acknowledged by the UAE. America and the UN condemned the attack. American Airlines warned of, quote, catastrophic problems when AT&T and Verizon launched their 5G mobile phone services on Wednesday. In a joint letter, airline CEOs, including those of American Airlines and United Airlines, said the new technology may interfere with older planes' instruments, making some unusable. Quote, tens of thousands of Americans could potentially be stranded overseas, they warned. A court in Paris fined Eric Zemmour, a far-right politician, hoping to run in France's presidential election in April, €10,000, $11,400, for hate speech. The case was brought about against him for comments about migrant children that he had made during a television appearance in 2020. Mr. Zemmour's lawyer said he would appeal against the verdict. It is his third such conviction. And figure of the day. 80%. The proportion of politically active Americans who think their democratic system needs major changes or complete reform.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.